Tanya.
And this is the Misunderstood Podcast,
where we share our unpopular opinions with the world.
I hope you guys are ready. So today, we're gonna get into something that is a tad bit serious to start off.
Okay.
But I just want to say, how are you guys doing today?
Right. How are you doing, Genesis?
I am great. I am. My hair is growing in. Okay. And I don't like how it looks. So.
God, it's that weird
face. But my curl pattern's coming in, my texture. Okay. So I'm a little bit excited, but you know, the biggest reasons I cut my hair was for my bald spots and stuff to grow in.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is taking a long time. So since all my hair is not so short anymore, it's a little bit more noticeable. So
got it.
I'm a little bit self-conscious about it, but whatever.
So you've had a good week.
Yeah.
That's great.
Pretty okay. How about you?
My week has been okay. It's been work, being a mother, sitting in front of the computer with my eyes burning and my back hurting. But you know, we've made it through.
I just want to highlight, let's do nail cam real quick.
Oh my God.
Fingers up to the camera. Latanya don't know how to act, y'all. She came in here and flipped her shoes and socks off.
Yeah, I would show y'all my feet, but I'm not going to take it that far. Well, yesterday, I went and got my hair done. And right beside the beauty salon, I wanted to get my eyebrows done, and once I got in there, they just swooped me right on in. I didn't realize how stressed out I was either. Because I was like, your feet, you should get a pedicure. And I was like, ooh, yeah. And I was just in there like for 3 hours. Yeah, I got a pedicure. I got my nails done, got my eyebrows waxed after I got my hair done. So I just really luxuriated yesterday, and I feel great. So.
And that's on self-care.
Exactly.
Period. Okay, but anyway. So, I came across this on a shade room the other day. This woman, she stated that her boyfriend went through her phone,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't like what he saw, and he was like, you know, I'm finna beat your ass and stuff like that. And she was like, right there, okay, cool, I'm done with you. Or,
Didn't she say she dropped him off?
Yeah.
They ended the relationship and she dropped him off?
I don't think she did all that. She just said she don't play those games.
Right.
Like, and she said, you know, she let him go and, she let him go and then, y'all, he start acting an entire fool. So, Latanya read some of it too. I just want to hear, before I get into my thoughts, what are your thoughts about the situation, you know, that you saw?
I think it's kind of scary. If somebody, after you break up with them, then they break up.
Oh, I guess, I'm sorry, more background. She broke up with him.
Uh-huh.
And then he started to, like, threaten her. So she's blocked his number several times. He mm-hmm. keeps calling her from private numbers. He keeps texting her from different numbers. And he is also, like, threatening her life. Like, you know, he gonna beat her up, he gonna kill her. It was one video where he never gave her back the key to her house. So he like walked up in her house. She was in there, like, they were arguing through the door and he opened the door like it was sweet.
Yeah.
And so at this point, he was coming to her job, calling her friends. So she lost her job, or she quit, I think. And had to relocate.
Yeah, I saw where she had to relocate.
And she's called the police and everything, and they can only do so much because he hasn't physically put his hands on her.
So was she granted a 50B?
I'm not sure. I want to say maybe she got a restraining order.
I know usually you get at least a temporary restraining order until...
She
was granted a temporary restraining order until... probably their court date.
So she did get
Or maybe the restraining order is until February. That may be what
Do restraining orders run out?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. So you have to restrain somebody constantly?
It just depends on the situation. I've put a restraining order out on somebody and it was for a couple months.
Mm.
So yeah.
Did they break the restraining order?
Yes. But we won't go into those details.
Tight. Okay, so now with a little bit more background, Latanya, what is your whole view on the situation?
I think she's being responsible. I think she's doing the right thing. I mean, I do have to commend her for that, because some women would just put up with the dysfunction. They would probably express how they're scared to friends and family, but they may not take it further. So I think she's doing the right thing. I don't know how I feel about it being on social media, because as I'm reading through a lot of her tweets and then the stuff she posting about him, I'm going to try to see both sides of the same coin. I hope she is like posting this stuff on social media for her safety and her safety alone, and not just for attention. That's my hopes. And also, I'm kind of conflicted because I don't know, there's no excuse for somebody going through your phone without your permission and then acting crazy afterwards. But I see so many women do it, go through people's phones and then fight the person and do things that are very similar to what he's doing to her. And there is no like alarm for the,
I'm so sorry.
I'm saying all this to say, I can't really fully wrap my mind around this situation. I want her to be protected. Like, no questions asked. I saw some of the comments of people asking what he saw on the phone. It doesn't matter what he saw on the phone. He should not be stalking her and doing a lot of these like passive aggressive, like seems like kind of mentally, psychologically abusive things to her. He for damn sure shouldn't be stalking her. So I think she's doing the right thing. But I hope this situation makes us think also about how that type of behavior is not acceptable with either male or female.
No.
Because I've seen people, you know, I've seen women go through phones and then proceed to punch the person in the face, fight them, you know what I'm saying, or ride past your house and creep, kick down your door and smack. Like, that's something that is kind of like celebrated for us, so I don't know how I feel about that.
You and your toxic friends, stop hyping your toxic friends up who do that crazy shit. I think LaTanya has a really good point. It's just, it's more glamorized than anything. Like, we all know that shit is toxic and it's crazy.
Right.
But that crazy, like, stalking, popping up on your nigga or your ex-boyfriend, or I'd beat his ass when he cheated on me. Like, that's trash. That's toxic. That's crazy. And I think that it just has a more glamorized feel when it should.
Yeah. Because women are weaker than men, so of course if a man did that type of thing all the time, we would be some beat up women, you know what I'm saying?
I'm fucking scared.
But like you said, before we even turn the camera on, it's like the threat of violence. Yes. In this case, it's not necessarily even when women like physically do it, it's even when they find something and it's a lot of other stuff going on that they do. But what this man is doing, we just gonna focus on him, the threat of violence. Like, yes. He didn't physically put his hands on her, I don't think. But what he's doing to her is not cool. Yes. And I do understand why she's scared. I would be too.
And I will say there is a slight difference that if they were still in a relationship and they're not. So sometimes you see these dysfunctional relationships, but they be together. And that's not condoning any kind of behavior. But that's two consenting adults telling each other that even though you said you're gonna beat me up, or even though you hit me, we're gonna be together. I'm not saying that that is okay, but they're consenting, like, I'm gonna still deal with this.
Right.
Once somebody say I'm not dealing with you no more, and then you continue to do this, that's when it becomes like you're fucking stalking her.
And exactly.
You can't fucking threaten her and stuff like that.
Right.
Because it's one thing if she was like, my boyfriend is crazy, and no, she, my ex-boyfriend,
exactly,
is doing all this stuff. And I think it's just a boundary that we need to start respecting about each other.
Yeah.
If I don't want to deal with you no more, best believe when I said it and I put actions behind that, I don't want to deal with you. It is so frustrating when you tell somebody, like, you know, I don't, you're not for me, or this is my boundary with you, and or all the things, and they are persistent.
Right.
I don't like that. Even if it's not like literally stalking, you're crossing my boundary with you, mm-hmm. and I will really just cut you to, like, I won't say shit to you like you're a, like you don't exist. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Until you get the message. And I think both men and women do that. Right. But yeah, I guess it's really all, but both men and women do that.
Yeah, I think why it is this, it's definitely a double standard, but also, but like two things can always be true at the same time. It's not one truth in some of these matters that we talk about. Men have an advantage over women, and I think that is why it is more alarming when a man does it, because he has to know that he's scaring her. You know what I'm saying? He has to know that all of this intimidation stuff is just invoking this fear in her, because if it's just him and her, he's going to, unless she pick up something to knock his ass out, like he could hurt, really, really harm her. And so, and she looks like a little video thing on the video. So, I mean, just be safe, girl. Like, I hate this for her.
And to interlude right here, y'all, this is why it is the utmost importance. It is difficult being a woman in today's society. It's been difficult since women have been a thing. Protect yourself. Like, take classes. Learn how to fucking defend yourself. Buy mace, tasers, those little knives, all that extra stuff that you might feel like you are doing too much. But, like, it's a whole sword in this house. Like, if somebody really need it for real, like, if they need to get it, if they're bold enough to, like, run up on me, like, around here, like, you could get, I don't want to murder you samurai style, but if you have to get it like that, it's there for you.
Okay, Mulan.
So, now I end up probably hurting myself by accident. Mulan. But yeah, so I think that's also important too.
Yes.
To have all that stuff on you, even if it's just like a whistle.
Something.
Or like get a flashlight or something loud on your keys.
Right.
That, all that stuff. Or you put stuff on your keys too, so when you swing them and hit people, it hurt.
Exactly.
But all those things, it's unfortunate that you have to take it all the way to this level, but
do everything that's necessary.
Some cases are that extreme. If you feel like somebody's gonna put their hands on you, or in this man's case, he came to that woman's house and he didn't break in because he had the key, but he walked up on this woman in her house after she broke up with him. I would have hit him with a chair so hard. But yeah, so protect yourself to your level of comfort. But don't be caught out here lacking, because just because you feel like somebody won't, it's the motherfucker like this who would.
Now, is he posting about her too?
I didn't see anything from him. I've only seen her side so far.
Got it.
And you did make a point earlier. I would hope she's not doing it for clout, but all the stuff that I read was she was saying that the police can only do so much because he did not.
No, that's true.
Put his hands.
No,
on
that's
me.
Low,
so I'm putting this up, and she was putting his name out there. That's another thing that we as women need to start doing. Name your fucking abusers. Like, what are we being chivalrous for?
His name out there too.
If somebody is threatening you in any way, whether it's sexual or domestic or just making you uncomfortable, you don't have to respect their boundaries anymore. They don't respect yours.
Right.
So she put him out there. She said, this is his Twitter, this is his other one, this is his name. And if I'm dead or beat up, he did it. And then she showed everything. So
that's the part that caught me. She said, if I die, I just won't.
That's
die.
Crazy, right?
It kind of reminds me of that's why I was just trying to bring some perspective to the entire situation. But I don't want y'all to think like I'm taking his side. I want her to get whatever protection she needs. It reminds me of that young girl that got murdered who was protesting Toyin. Mm-hmm. She would have been 20. She was only 19, and she was tweeting. That was all she had too. That's all she had, was access to her phone for however long. It was a limited amount of time. And she said, the man raped me. I don't know exactly where I'm at, but I know where it looks like. And unfortunately, because things didn't happen as fast as it should have, she was found murdered, found dead, but they were able to at least like find the guy who did it to her.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, so that's alarming. Like, we've seen this happen before. And I'm sure that's not the only time, but...
No, never. Know. And it's just really great now that women are speaking up.
Right.
Because it's still so many people who would look at that situation like, oh, she's doing too much telling her business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And even many women who've been in this situation or a variation of the situation, sometimes it's not this severe, but you know, both men and women, we be doing stuff that we just know is not right. We making people uncomfortable, but
right,
we ain't go to social media like, if I die or this man said he was gonna do this, because we're right, like, oh, I'm telling my business and I don't want to do all that. So that, to me, that is like, she has a lot of courage for doing that,
right?
Because that's bold.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would exactly have to, like, be really scared.
That is such like a weird space to be in.
Yeah, because
you're like, ooh, you know, I am scared and I really am fearful for my life, because clearly she is. But at the same time, you're like, but oh, I don't know, because he is only saying this, and what if he's not serious? And
right,
but
bless her heart, yeah,
all accolades and stuff, because that's confident. That takes a lot of bravery to do that,
right?
So I think that's super powerful,
right? Just, I don't want to get too off topic, but what do you think even invokes in people, male or female, to, like, I don't know, find something that you're not pleased with from your boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, and then you just, like, lose it?
So the only thing I can say from personal experience is I have realized that I do not want to say in general all men, because it's not. Obviously, I haven't dated every man. But it is this weird assumption of, like, territory and, like, property.
Got it.
And, you know, people don't like when you touch or do anything with their stuff.
Yeah, like,
so if you, like, think about it. Let me just paint this picture. You live by yourself and you have your cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this is your cell phone. It is always here. This is yours.
Right.
Every day you wake up and you put it down on the table, and one day you wake up, it's not there. You live by yourself. That's your phone. So now you're like, where the fuck is my phone?
Right.
Who the fuck is touching my stuff?
Yeah.
Why is it gone? Right. Why is it missing? Because right, you are like, this is mine.
Right.
But now just, like, put all that on a person. You know what I mean? Mm. So,
dang, that's good.
Where is she going? Why does she think she can do this?
Right.
This is not okay. This is me. This belongs to me. So right, that is the only way I can fathom that men would think that taking extremes like that is not okay, but taking it that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Just from personal experience, it's a weird idea of property and territory,
right,
about you and your body.
Right.
Because it's you and your body too. They be like, I got property over you and you. You know what
right,
I mean? So
right,
that's the only reason I can think that men would take it that far.
Yeah.
People don't like when people touch their stuff. Even women, like,
yeah,
you can't fucking touch my bag.
Women, y'all know I'm always fighting for us. I love us. But I see more women be cutting up about stuff like that. Honestly, like, I see more, like, women will pop up at your house unannounced. Like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, and fight, like, physically fight you. So, you know, I wonder what that is. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything start fighting nobody, but I've definitely gotten mad and, like, really mad. And just, like, you almost kind of go to a place that's kind of dark. You'd be like, your example is good. We need to stop looking at people as if they're property.
Yeah. It's, and like, just thinking of somebody as, like, a material.
Yeah. And look at them more as, you can still be upset about them doing something if they did something disrespectful, but not as property. Just look at it more as, this is something that they chose to do. and you deal with it in that way.
Yes.
Deal with them, but you ain't got to cut up and physically harm them and make their life miserable. We that shit's so toxic.
Cause you don't,
we really gotta stop doing that.
Putting your hands on somebody, y'all, is not the, that is not the bare minimum or the highest thing. Like, this man, at least what she said, he didn't put his hands on her, but he has repeatedly threatened her life. Mm-hmm. And that's just about enough.
Yeah, it's a voicemail of him saying, like, I know where you live.
Even though you know, logically,
right,
he doesn't know, but it's still like, you know, the little voice in your head, like, but maybe be a little bit scared.
Right.
And now you just be doing it all the time.
The crimes of passion. Ain't it like a crime of out of passion?
Yeah.
Ain't that something that's
Don't be
thing?
Ever be that passionate about me.
Yeah. Snapped. Ain't snapped when the people
Girl,
losing.
And you right. It be the women on snap, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to disregard. I don't want to make this just it's just men that do crazy stuff. I just think that when men display that type of behavior, because men are stronger than us, and we are less safe than men. We can get snatched up, we can get raped, we can get kidnapped quicker than a man could.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the fact that he's doing that, yes, it's more alarming than if I was stalking somebody, even
right.
though that would be crazy, but the man could probably harm me faster and more severely than I could, like, harm the man, unless
right.
I had a gun or something, like a weapon.
Right. And then also, y'all, because this is not a male bashing thing, even if you just think about, think about your brother, your dad, a good friend of yours, and think about how they look, people usually don't look at a man and look at him as a target. Look at them as somebody they could subdue easily or anything mm-hmm. like that. But women, they look at them more like more as a target, not people like criminals, like who want to cause you harm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not saying that men can't get raped or kidnapped or beat the fuck up or murdered in the street.
Right.
But people definitely, I think twice before running up on a
yeah.
grown ass man than, you know, our 5'2" ass. Like,
exactly.
If anybody is ever threatening you, I don't ever not take it seriously.
Right.
I think all stuff like that should be taken with some level of severity.
Right.
Because you can know somebody for I don't know how long, and you know, Latanya said, snap is real.
Mm-hmm.
People be married for 28 years, and one day the wife was just like, he said he didn't like my chicken one more time.
Carol Baskin.
And she fucking murdered him. So take every threat with some kind of level of severity,
mm-hmm.
and understand there is a distinct boundary between if somebody says they don't want to deal with you no more, let that shit go.
Yeah.
That is not a boundary you should keep trying to push past.
Right.
Some people are toxic and keep doing it over and over again. Those are consenting people who are doing that. I don't condone that behavior, but
right.
you grown. But if somebody say I don't want to deal with you no more and they don't deal with you, it is not up to you to
keep
push past that
issue,
boundary. Because even if you don't think you're doing it, you could be potentially scaring them or
yes.
something like that, even if that's not your intention.
Yeah, because if you do me like that, this is a warning. Don't even come. I'm going to call the police. I don't care about no street codes. I'm not no hood chick. I don't abide by none of those codes. Do not try to intimidate me and overstep my boundaries. Respect my boundaries and I will respect yours. And if you overstep them, the police will be involved. And I don't even like the police. And hold yourself accountable too. If you find yourself, because me and Genesis just expressed how we both can get mad if our in relationships, if our loyalty is obviously if we're, you know, it's what is it, threatened or questioned, or we find out things, but you start having to ask yourself questions like, am I reacting in a way that's even cool? Like, shit be hurting. Heartbreaks hurt, but it's just better ways to handle them than being erratic and like impulsive, because that will really get you in a world of trouble.
It's never okay for you to incite violence or start violence with somebody based off like a feeling.
Yeah.
You cannot put your hands
even
on
if your anger is even if your anger is justified. You are justified in your anger, but you still have to hold yourself accountable and show some sort of restraint.
Yes.
You know how many people I be wanting to slap the
what?
Out of
for nothing?
I would say I was gonna say on a daily basis, but I don't want to slap my son on a daily basis.
But like every other Friday.
But you know. No, but just there are situations where people be trying me in the general public, sometimes
not
at work. Even some of my family members. Love y'all. But sometimes you just want to... And you just have to... You learn how to show restraint. Hold yourself accountable. But you be justified in your anger. And if you let them know... If you let them have it... You are justified in that. I saw a meme the other day. And it said if... something about like if I cursed you out or... Curse you out and hurt your feelings and all that. You deserved it. Stop playing with me. Like...
No, for real.
Yeah.
If you got me to the point where, cause I'll ghost. No, my mouth is reckless. But like, if your feelings are really hurt, you was doing too much talking
exactly,
with me. Cause I would just ignore you.
Right.
If it got to that point, unless we're like face to face,
right?
I would just ignore you. So right. If you really wanted it and you got it, and now your feelings hurt, look. This is a quote that I live by that I said on accidents. My mouth don't do nothing but praise the Lord and hurt people's feelings. And that's just what it
and
does.
And that's a Fendi fact.
And that's
in my Nicki Minaj voice.
And that's period. and that's on Jesus Christ. So if you can't handle that, like maybe you don't need to be around me. But I feel like the best way to show somebody that you're serious, unfortunately, is to get some kind of law enforcement involved. Sometimes it takes you taking that step for them to even back off.
Right.
But I'm not saying go there first.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that if you want somebody to know that you're serious, if it's the threat of violence,
right.
Call the fucking police. And they're smart. And
right.
They're serious. They gonna leave you alone.
Exactly.
Girl. And that's on 5-0. But, girl, Donald Trump's out of it.
Donald Trump not doing?
He stays at it. So
he's on his victory lap. He know.
Girl, what?
He know that he's either going to win, which Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Please, Lord, let these people get out here and vote. But I really think he really feels like he's going to lose. So he just on the freaking like victory lap of foolishness.
No, really. I'm quick to insert a clip.
Do you have any remaining symptoms from COVID?
Nothing whatsoever. I'm great. I feel good.
In particular, did you have pneumonia?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel strong. I had a little bit of a temperature. The doctors at the White House are fantastic, as you can imagine. And
you also are a leader and a setter of an example. And if you're not wearing a mask when your administration is saying best practice right now is wear a mask, no, it's not foolproof.
But many people are catching it. Many people are getting this disease that was sent to us by China, and it shouldn't have been allowed to happen. But many people are getting this.
LaTanya. Why don't he have a mask on? I know I say this like every week. Where his mask at?
He don't have one.
This woman is sitting like 15 feet away from him. But why is anybody... The whole crowd got mask on. Everybody in the crowd.
Oh, they like, had mask on?
Girl.
Well, yeah, that's good.
The crowd was like, I mean...
For once.
We stupid, but we not that stupid.
Right.
Like, you really got COVID. I haven't seen him with him. I've seen him with a mask one time. And then I also saw him take it off. I just want to know, where do we as Americans, if it's nothing else, I say this all the time, if it's nothing else, it's blatant disrespect and disregard for our safety at this point.
Exactly.
You don't even care. He doesn't even care. And I wouldn't even, if I was any interview, I wouldn't even.
Yeah.
Why are we not boycotting Donald Trump like interviews or rallies? Nigga, he should be doing this stuff on over the internet.
That goes to show how much power he actually has, and just the cult following of Donald Trump.
It's like, a cult. Y'all are in a cult.
It's so crazy to me. Like, I don't care how much I like and respect somebody. If Beyonce got out here and was positive for COVID, and then I saw her walking around without her mask on and acting crazy, not that I would cancel her. But I would be very disappointed, and I'd be
Beyonce do better.
I'd be like, no, I would probably say so. I would be like, nah, Beyonce trash for that. Like, I would and still be her fan, but I'd be like, nah, queen. This ain't what we doing. Like,
that is not okay.
Go in the house and quarantine.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Are getting. I think people are still being fined. I think you can get fined.
Yeah, like you should.
Fucking COVID. And you are exposing yourself to people with COVID, you can get a fine for that. But since he's the president of the United States, to me at this point, he's just shown through everything, not just through the COVID thing, but he can't be trusted clearly.
Right.
And the lady asked in the specific clip or when she was talking to him, when was the last time you tested negative for COVID? He couldn't give her an answer. He didn't even have one. Like, that's crazy. So this man more than likely still has COVID. More than likely still probably has COVID.
Or he never had it.
But he said he had it.
Y'all know my conspiracy theory on that.
He said he had it, and that's all I need.
That's all we can go off of. Either way, if you tested positive for COVID, why didn't you quarantine for 14 days? Why aren't you now, like, taking the standard precautions of wearing a mask and just being in meetings of less than 10 people and social distancing to at least give your cult following the perspective of, like, no, let's really take this seriously. He, 7 days after, it's really hard for me to trust Donald Trump and, like, if this is even really serious. But, okay, he got COVID. We just gonna go with that. Like, maybe 2 days after COVID, didn't he leave the hospital when he wasn't supposed to?
And he said, I feel great. I feel terrific. I told the doctor I felt the best and I felt in 25 years.
And he looks so sick.
His hair is white, y'all. It's not even nice orange.
He looks so sick when he was like, white. Unless it was makeup that was making him look pale. He was on that thing looking ghostly and just sick, and I was even starting to believe, like, oh, Trump might really got that corona. And then probably like 7 days after that, he on there with the blackface tan, like, I took this medicine and I feel wonderful. This medicine is great. It's offered all over the world. And now he just giving this whole thing of just like, don't take it so seriously. I beat it. And we all know. And this is why it's hard for me to believe it. We all know with Trump's age and probably pre-existing health conditions, the coronavirus was going to tear his ass up. People who are his age, they cannot really handle the coronavirus like a young person can. And even I've seen some people around my age that we know personally that got really sick. We also saw a young person that was good. Ain't show no symptoms or nothing.
Chilling.
You know, good for them. But we also saw somebody a little more my age, but still very young, that was really sick. And so this stuff, I'm just confused.
On the off chance that he was.
But Melania ain't been seen.
Melania probably left the country.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that he doesn't have COVID. He probably really sick and just out here.
It could possibly,
trying to put on for the people, or he just never had it. But since we haven't seen Melania or any of the other people who have, like, come out and said they were sick, it's probably just, I'm gonna chalk it up to just Trump just out here cutting up. He's unhinged, can't nobody control him. I think he know he in his last little victory lap of being a president, and he's just trying to do everything he can at this point, because he's like, I'm gonna give y'all a stimulus check. No, I'm not.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he's just out here cutting a fool.
He did do that. That's exactly how he did it. That's how it felt. We were like, oh man, like in September though, like everybody said, we're not gonna vote for you, but we're gonna take your money. And he was like, choke's on you. It's none. But that brings me into my next point. Y'all, Donald Trump is fucking trash, but that is not my next point. I just wanted to throw that out. Y'all go vote.
Please do.
This is so important. We both are early.
We gonna say this in every video until
November 3rd. I'm gonna say it on November 3rd. We should go live.
That would be really cute. That would be really cool. Let's go live.
Tell us how you feel about that.
Let's go live on Misunderstood. Tell us on our Facebook page.
Tell us how you feel about that. We might talk shit with y'all.
Yeah.
But so we've both voted early. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I want to say, as a younger-ish person, I'm only 22, it felt really great to know that, and I'm not even going to try to go too deep because it don't feel like this for everybody. It felt good to know, as a young Black woman, that Black people fought for my right to vote, and mm-hmm. women fought for my right to vote. And I went in there, and it just felt like I can make a difference, even though the Electoral College is the fucking devil.
It is trash. It is voter suppression.
Yes. It does feel good to know that you personally can go out there and do something. And right. It took me all of 10 to 15 minutes to vote, y'all. And
really?
Girl,
I was in a little line.
We went in and went out.
Raining outside.
We went right over here on North Hamilton Street. It was this old, I think it's like an old person's.
Oh, like a nurse home.
Yeah, it's somewhere down here. It's like old people recreation or something like that.
Right.
And they even had the what do you call those people who don't have a party? They were just unaffiliated.
Bipartisan.
Yes, they were completely unaffiliated with anything. Telling you your rights before you walked in there.
Oh,
it was beautiful, y'all.
I think every voting site has to be like bipartisan. The way they present themselves, they can't. I don't think you can have like a Democratic voting site or a Republican voting site. I think everybody that worked like. Who works there, or the volunteers in the site. I think they got to present themselves as neutral because.
No, it was outside of the voting site.
These people were set up.
I don't know if they're everywhere, but these people had their little tent up in orange, and they said, "Hey, y'all going to vote?" We were like, "Yep." She was like, "Talk to me really quick."
Oh, okay.
These are your rights. She was like, "Let me look you up if you could vote. These are your rights.
Right.
Don't let them say X, Y, or Z." She was like, "I'm not telling you who to vote for. I don't care who you vote for, but you need to know your rights." And then she called Malik our dad, which was kind of funny, but...
What did Malik say?
He said, "What?" I was like, "Sir, I'm 22, first
of all." Exactly. Malik don't look old enough to be nobody.
It's the bald head.
Well, he look old enough to be somebody's dad, but not a big grown-up.
No, but listen, y'all. Black don't crack, so you don't be known with these parents nowadays.
That's true.
Malik got a bald head, so he... You know, black men in like their 40s... You know, that still look good. You know.
Right.
Anybody who want to holler at a kid, I'm bald, we bald together. But, you know, they could be shaving their head and they just be looking good. Because mm-hmm. the hairline show it.
It's a older guy that's my friend on Facebook and social media. I don't know how I know him. We got a lot of mutual friends. So, he's somebody's daddy around here.
Yeah. Period. What?
He is fine.
You could be my daddy. You feel me? I'm just playing. That was nasty. I might edit that out. But yes, it was great to vote. And then voting early, y'all, least I didn't.
I feel good in now that
it take
my vote
the weight off.
Yeah, I done put my vote in there.
You have till the 30th in North Carolina to vote early.
Right.
So I would just say take advantage.
Yes.
Please
do, because November the 3rd is going to be hectic.
Yes. And that is not discouraging anybody not to vote on November 3rd. Don't vote twice. That is voter fraud. And
please don't
do that.
Donald Trump already talking about how it's going to be voter fraud.
He told people to vote twice.
He said that in the 2016 election and won. And was still talking about how it was voter fraud because he didn't win the popular vote. It's like, take your electoral college win and go shut up and shove it. I do not like Donald Trump, and I just hope that Joe Biden and Kamala,
come through.
I'm going to be so sad.
Yes.
I'm going to be so downtrodden if Donald Trump wins again.
Yeah, I'm gonna be so sad.
Like, probably, like, cry real tears.
Passport.
I'm gonna be really sad.
But y'all, in all seriousness, no matter who you vote for, I really, truly, sincerely don't give a fuck. Use your voice.
Yeah, use your voice.
Use your voice. I've said this probably the last three videos. It is so many the main people who vote are like older people, and they are not the majority of the country anymore.
Exactly.
Because they're old, and I think I said fucking dying last time, and that was a little aggressive. So I don't mean it like that, but they're older and they're not gonna mapping out our future,
right,
when we can do that for ourselves,
right.
So no matter who you vote for, use your voice. You have the opportunity in North Carolina,
yes,
until the 30th of October to vote early, just to be like, I cast my vote and I have my opinion,
right? Speaking of voting and speaking of this man on your shirt, since we're talking about politics, Ice Cube kind of got entangled with some politics this week. And I saw a few clips and I saw a little piece of his interview of where he has worked with the Trump administration for a platinum initiative for black
contract with black people.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to put a clip in right here.
Right.
Well, you are working with the Trump team instead of the Biden team, and people are giving you heat for it. What do you say to them?
Well, I'm willing to work with both teams, but I'm just working with whoever is willing to work with me.
How do you feel about our good brother, the one of the original members of NWA?
Fuck the police.
Fuck the police. And then the creator of Friday.
Bye.
And then all of the happy family movies afterwards.
Yeah, Ice Cube really
he really switched up his style, but I love Ice Cube. I'm a fan of his work and his artistry, and I'm happy for him. But how do you feel about this? Because I don't know, he might get a little slight drag from me, but how
I want to say that I think Ice Cube is fine. I know that doesn't matter to the conversation, but Ice Cube, like, he's married and happy, but I just want to say that he could probably get it. So I was listening as unbiasedly as I could, but I also do like Ice Cube. However, the parts that I heard, which was not every single thing, he said that he was going to work with the people who were going to put forth action.
Right.
So the clips that I was watching, he said that he went to both people, or both people came to him, or however it went, and he said that the Republican Party, they said they were willing to do something more immediate, and he said that the Democratic Party wanted to talk about it after the election.
Got it.
So in that sense, I would understand that working with whoever is in power, or working with somebody who's going to give you results quicker, I can understand that. Because if you believe in what he was talking about, or what he, like, his project,
right,
no matter before or after the election, that shouldn't matter.
Right.
I will say that obviously the Republican Party, known as the, I guess, more conservative party, obviously they want to look good to black people.
Right.
And, you know, fuck the party bullshit, but just people in general. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, these people over here who want to get, like, the black vote or look good in front of black people. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're going to try to probably do something more immediate if they know in the public eye they are not seen as helping of the black community.
Yeah.
And the other people, like I said, fuck the parties. If they say we're going to do something after the election, obviously, not saying that that's not important, you just don't feel like it's as important until after you secure
the
win.
Yeah.
So I think that plays a part into it, but like LaTanya said, slight drag, Ice Cube, fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah.
What is you doing, baby? What is you doing, baby?
I really respect Ice Cube, so this does not disregard the respect I have for him as an artist and all that good stuff. But Ice Cube,
I wouldn't even get.
What's his real name?
O'Shea. Right.
What are you doing? You letting people use your name for clickbait? Like, you
but
know what I'm saying?
He said he was like, I don't care about anything else that they're doing. But yes, they were clearly using his name
for
clickbait.
They do anything for clout. I said clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. No, they were already say that they use my name for clickbait. Yeah. Like, people even want to sell mixtapes and sell their little weed. They do anything for clickbait. They have an agenda. It's just not a lot of black Republicans. Not saying black people don't vote Republican, but it's not. Democrats got the black vote majority. Usually. And so it's always like a thing of interest for the Republican Party to like garner some sort of black cult following. And I guess they thought Ice Cube would be that one for them. But I think black people now, we know that neither party is really for us. A lot of black people recognize that. So we're always going to go into it just choosing the party that can help our cause the most and just really try to hold them accountable. We don't care. Ice Cube do not dictate our politics, and he don't speak for black people. We respect Ice Cube and all of the social justice revolutionary work that he did back in the day with NWA. I do not want to disregard that. He used his platform to like really showcase violent police brutality and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I don't disregard that, but Ice Cube, these are just a few of my like kind of questions. Is like, why now in the midst of the election? Like, Trump been the president for 4 years now. Like, if you trying to have this sort of initiative, why didn't you do this like right when Trump got in, when Steve Harvey and them was taking pictures with him? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You should have had a seat at the table then. So I'm just kind of confused as to why he waited right in the middle of election year. I don't know. That's kind of weird, because I really can't be mad at Biden and Kamala for not being able to like fully give him an answer, because it's like, I don't know. I don't even know if we can help you, or we might have to help you on a small scale. Like Kamala, I'd be tearing her name up. She is
the most country way.
Yeah, she's in California with him. So God forbid they don't win, she could probably work with Ice Cube on a more smaller scale for the state of California, or Biden can do something. But I get it. Like, we really can't fully give you we can't give you a yes yet. And also, they have a plan. They also have a plan for, you know, black people, black African Americans. So, I don't know how y'all identify. I just like to be black.
You just gave us a whole title.
Yeah. I don't know, Ice Cube. That might not have been wise. I just think, I'm sorry. Malik say this, and Malik is 100% right. You have to be a fool to connect yourself with Donald Trump. Like, you are either one of those black people who it's black people that openly support Trump. And I find it so ingenuine or disingenuous, because I've never seen them go so hard for any other Republican person. But to connect Donald Trump was like a name, a household name before he got into politics with his shows and all that, and him just being rich. You listen to a lot of rappers, they always put Trump in their music. So he was like, he got clout outside of being a president. So I noticed when black people connect themselves with him, it either benefits them or it's really to their detriment. And when it benefits them, they got to be a whole coon out here though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to be out here with the red hat every day.
Elijah Washington. Or Isaiah.
Yeah. They got to constantly, like, do that. And that's all they got. I don't know what they're going to do with Trump.
You got a MAGA for life.
Yeah. Like, it's really kind of sad. So you got to completely sell out. Or when you just be, like, trying to do something that's not like, you ain't saying I agree with all this, but I'm attempting to like do something for my people. Or Tina Campbell got herself in a lot of fire for saying like, I'm just trying to do the Christian thing. And then her whole tour had to end because people really stopped supporting her. What's the girl who went to the inauguration and sang? I can't think of her name, but she really, Chrisette Michelle, she really got canceled.
And
Travis Green. We don't, We don't even fool with you no more. And he would, his career in the gospel like community, because I was really involved back then, he was on his way up. But my guy, Jonathan McReynolds, shout out to Jonathan McReynolds. I love him. He had me in his video one time, y'all, but that side note. Jonathan McReynolds was offered that same thing that Travis Green was offered, and Jonathan McReynolds respectfully declined. Like, you don't have to connect yourself with Trump. That's all I'm saying. And a person like Ice Cube, who really we would take seriously, not serious enough to just be talking politics on our behalf, but we would take him seriously.
Right.
Why? Like, why?
I will interject and say, and this is only purely in the case of Devil's Advocate, he emphasized heavily that he was not talking to Donald Trump.
Okay.
It was a party thing.
Right.
More than a Joe Biden, Kamala and Donald Trump and Pence.
Okay.
So the way that the woman made the post was definitely
misleading.
It was just in a way to use his name for clickbait.
Right.
But yes, Donald Trump is a Republican, so you just identify Donald Trump as Republican Party.
Right.
The same way you would say Joe Biden is a Democratic Party.
Right.
So I will say that he, on both sides, he was not talking to, unless I'm wrong, he was not talking to
Joe Biden and Kamala.
He was working with, I guess, representatives from the party. He was not working with Joe Biden or Kamala or Donald Trump and Pence.
Okay.
So Devil's Advocate, maybe Joe Biden and Kamala couldn't give him a definite answer.
Right.
They're not in power yet. But we act like people from the Democratic Party, like they're still in the House, they're still in the Senate, they're still judges, they're still congressmen, they're still able to make a difference the same way Republican representatives and congressmen and judges and,
yeah,
and House people can help make decisions. So I think
In that sense, and they don't fully care about black people either.
Democrats, maybe, because we do not know the whole situation. They they're very entitled to the black vote, which really quick, just because you're black does not mean you need to vote Democratic. Vote for what you believe in.
Right.
If you truly wholeheartedly believe in what Trump is saying for you as a black person, and you feel like he can personally for you create better opportunity for you as a black individual, then do that.
Right.
Do not vote for Joe Biden just because you think that just because he Obama's friend, he got you. You know what I mean? Obama dropped the ball in a lot of things.
Or do that.
No, yes, do that.
Or do that.
But
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, let these people work for your stuff.
Right.
These are supposed to be
right.
People for the people.
They gotta work for your vote.
Yes. People for the people. I would never support or send any kind of love in the most disrespectful way that sounds to Donald Trump, because to me, he shows me he does not give a fuck about my community or my life. Do I think Joe has my absolute best interest in heart? No. But I do believe that he's a better option than Donald Trump. But I was just saying that to say that it was more of a party thing
right.
than a presidential. So I just want to say Democrats dropped the ball on that one. They just are spoiled with the assumption that they're going to get the black vote. And
yeah.
more black people do vote Democratic. But
yeah.
make these people...
You're right. I do feel like they feel entitled to our
yes.
support.
Make people work for your stuff. Like, and I really feel like this might just be a me thing. I really feel like so many people are going to vote this year.
So many people are?
Yes.
I do too.
I don't know what it
we
is.
We are in the midst of a pandemic. That's why. They are tired of being sick and dying.
People,
and
seeing I really
their family
feel like
die.
People are going to vote this year. So, like I was saying, I don't care who you vote for. If you vote for Donald Trump, I've said this several times, I do think you are racist. I'm sorry, racism is not where you draw the line, which makes you...
Right.
You be flirting with racists, and I don't like that either.
Exactly.
I don't like that you be doing that. But don't give your vote out away freely.
Exactly.
If you think somebody's gonna work or fight for you, vote for that person. And there are other things to vote for, boys and girls. You gotta vote for the president, but you gotta vote for your fucking governor. Like,
the state you live in.
Yes, your mayor.
Yes.
Do that stuff too. Do your research.
Please.
Don't just vote for all the Democrats or all the Republicans because you wanna be MAGA, or vote for the Democrats because, you know, Joe's cool.
Yeah.
You know, but that was my small rant on that. Make people fight for your vote.
Exactly. And one question before we move on swiftly and professionally. You think Ice Cube can come back from this?
100 I don't think he went nowhere. I'm not going to lie. I think you made the best.
I don't think he cares.
You said it the best way. He got a small drag because the woman, it's the way it was presented to the black people. We be offended because we have emotional, we look at Ice Cube like, fuck the police.
Black culture.
Yes. So
yeah, he is one of the bigger faces of our black culture. But
so yeah, I felt some a little bit.
I don't
bit,
think he cared though.
But he did not give a
even
fuck.
From his interview, you can tell he probably so. Well, what for one, he is a millionaire. He doesn't even I it's hard for me to even. He don't speak for me. I respect him, but I don't think we need a lot of celebrities speaking on our behalf when they don't even know what it is to be like an everyday working class American. So I mean, it is what it is. He don't care. He ain't losing out on no money.
It's true.
So I mean, it is what it is. And I'm not saying that that's good or bad. I just don't even think he care. I don't think his career is going to take a hit.
No.
I don't think his money is going to decrease.
Never.
Because he ain't out here on no Isaiah Washington, like, you know.
What you say, they got a MAGA every day.
Yeah, he ain't doing all that. So,
yeah.
And he didn't, he's not even like Tina Campbell where he's like, I'm voting for him. I just think,
oh my God.
He was trying to do something for the black community, like genuinely. And it just kind of got, you know.
Like I said, I think.
All entangled up with Trump, you know.
It's the way it was presented to us.
Entanglements.
Bless his heart.
I have a this or that or versus, whatever you want to call it. I got this from Versus, All Deaf Squadcast. They do a podcast called Versus, and I love it. And so this is the question, Genesis. Would you rather have, so this is a would you rather. Would you rather have 4 more years of Donald Trump, speaking of old Donnie, or 1 more year of COVID?
I will take COVID for as many lives as I can give. For it,
yeah.
Every day of the week, year, month, and millennia. At this point, we're gonna get another year anyway, so I would rather just spend that
easily.
I would rather, spend that year with COVID with Joe,
cleaning.
Because I really feel like, in the most sincere way, I really think that if Donald Trump is the president again and we do have to deal with another year of COVID, which is probably going to happen because it's going to spike back up in, y'all, it's flu season, so it's
go get your flu shot. And I never promote that, but I don't even know.
It's about to start spiking up, so, you know, just take care of yourself. But we're probably going to enter another year of COVID, unfortunately. So I don't want Donald Trump telling people it's going to be okay no more, because it's not.
Yeah,
niggas dead. You know
exactly.
Mean?
Like people have died that has never died before.
Really?
Remember when Donald Trump said that?
Really?
Yeah, you don't remember when Kobe first started and this pool was like, people have died that has never died before. So I'm scared because I ain't never died before. You know what I'm saying? But I would take COVID easily. Like, if Donald Trump win, we gonna have COVID for the next 4 years.
Anyway,
like if he wins, we can expect COVID to stick around for another 4 years. So let's just get him on out of here, and Joe and the vice president and their new administration will bring back that team that was in place when Obama was there to help us deal with this, and just go through a year where it's seriously getting handled and getting under control.
Yeah, better procedures.
I can be quarantined for another year.
I
cannot, you know, do all of the things I wanted to do. I would even homeschool my son.
You have been just educating. This has been an education podcast today.
Exactly.
For the viewers listening, just, you know.
If y'all want some more fun ratchet stuff, y'all gonna have to leave us a comment.
Wait till sliding
our DMs.
DM us with stuff.
Yeah, I would love to hear y'all's suggestions or
leave a comment. Yeah. We love to talk, as you can see. We've been talking for a while. Mm-hmm. But yes, be safe. Take care of yourself.
Yes. Subscribe to us.
What?
On YouTube. What? We got a YouTube channel popping. Please like our Facebook page because it's lit over there. I love all the support and love we're getting. Somebody subscribed to our YouTube channel, so I think like two people, which that made me so excited. And also, subscribe. We are on all of the streaming services, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and every other streaming service. It's about 5 of them. So please.
You said it like it was a million. You said every other one.
So please just subscribe to us on those platforms. Please rate us, leave a comment on those as well. And please, if you want to, you know, get in touch with us personally, I'm very friendly. So you can, you know, comment, DM me. I'm Latanya Yarber on Facebook, at A Page in My Diary on Instagram. And you can reach Genesis at...
Oh, I'm Genesis Nesbitt on everything.
We would love to hear from y'all.
Yes.
And thank y'all for tuning in.
And if this video gets 50 likes, I'm going to get Latanya to twerk in the next video. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.